This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
When the mother is pregnant and when she's breastfeeding, she neglects the child. The parents, both of them, neglect the child when the child is 1, 2, 3, 4. We don't think about the Islamic tarbiyah. We are not concerned about the Islamic upbringing. We are not concerned. We let them do whatever they want. And when they grow up, and when they're teenagers, when they're 18, and when they get into drugs and this and that, then we complain, what happened to our children? And then what happens? What do we do? Oh, you know, I don't know, my child has left the path of Islam and he's run away with a girl and run away with a boy and this and that. Probably, I know someone's done black magic. You know what I say to these people? You've done black magic yourself. Seriously, you've done black magic yourself. Not literally speaking, but you have, because you've neglected your child. And if you neglect your child, then it's very easy. Nowadays, everybody blames. I am not saying for a moment it does not exist, but the easiest thing to blame in life is black magic. You can deflect the responsibility from yourself. It's easy. You know, you don't want to be known to be someone who's been not a good parent, so you think black magic. So people won't say you're a bad parent. Oh, I'm a very good parent, but what can I do? I did the best in my life. But people are doing black magic. It's very easy. It's the easiest thing to blame. You know, this is a big problem in the society. Everyone who has any problem, marital problem, black magic. Parents have left the path of Islam, black magic. To this case that a sister recently, you know, once she was speaking to me, and she got so involved and absorbed by this whole idea of black magic that a spoon falls in the kitchen and she thinks someone's done black magic. You know, someone, anyone ill, black magic. Come on, we get ill, we are human beings. This life is full of tests and trials. This is not Jannah, this is dunya.